calling the Long Island Monitoring Association, Tuesday night, Nick. I'm at KC2, AYC, Nick Control for this evening's net. Charlie KB2 UVZ and Frank N2 VRA are the assistant net control. Additionally, Charlie will be the moderator this evening of the online room on the America Online service, private room name Lima. I see Charlie's logged on to the computer at this moment. Hopefully he'll be in the room shortly. We meet every Tuesday night on 146805 at 8 p.m. The repeater is located in Plainview and uses a negative shift input. For those of you further west, there's a positive 600 shift input as well. The repeater requires the use of a 136.5 PL, and the net wishes to thank Steve with WB2WAK for the use of the repeater. The opinions expressed on tonight's net are those of the individual check-ins, and not necessarily those of the repeater owner or net control. Please use common sense regarding the passing of surveillance frequencies and or fleet codes. For those of you taping the net, today's date is July 28, 1998. The net is to foster a two-way information exchange on the hobby of DXing with an emphasis on scanning in the tri-state metropolitan region. However, please refrain from passing information regarding the topic of amateur radio, as there are many other amateur radio and front end tech nets and swap and shop nets to cater to such information the rest of the week. This net is a directed net, and as such, all transmissions are made at the direction and discretion of net control. Please do not break the net without first obtaining permission from net control, unless you have emergency or priority traffic. If you have success, drop the call sign at this time, the net will pause for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. Nothing. Please check in using the hesitation message stating this is, and then let the carrier drop and wait for the beep tone. You give your call sign and with or without traffic. Additionally, please give us your first name. Please leave the station team transmission to allow emergency traffic to be acknowledged. If there are any mobile, affordable stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, please come now. Hearing nothing, any additional stations that would like to check in, please do so now.
This is KB2, UVV, good evening, Ed, I have some info.
Is XOJ, good evening, Ed.
Is KC2, PGV, listening, no traffic, sorry.
The net would like to welcome Charlie, KB2 UVV, Alec, N2XOJ, and Bruce, KC2BGV. Good evening, Bruce. It's good to hear from you. Also, I'd like to say hello to Lou, who's in the online room. Anybody else? Hey, KB2 UVV, KC2AYC. Just want to mention I got your messages. Thanks for the heads up. Unfortunately, I wasn't here. All right, Charlie. Would you like to lead off?
KC2AYC Internet, this is KB2UVV. Eddie, how copy over here?
Fine, Charlie. A little white noise, but it's okay.
Very good. Yeah, you was coming in flying, and then you got sound like you were in the mud. I couldn't copy you too well. So now I can hear you. Might be the speaker over here I'm having problems with. Anyway, Eddie, I wanted to share that info with everybody. I know we have a lot of NASCAR fans out there, so not meaning to get off the subject of monitoring, but today when I'm on vacation this week, and I happened to be in Walmart. They went to doing some shopping and kind of got the surprise of my life. As I was leaving the store, it was about 3:30 this afternoon, and I see a big trailer as you would carry a racing car in that was being pulled by a good-sized pickup truck. And I happened to see, he said, Reese's on the side of the car, and then number 94, which happened to be Bill Elliott. Well, it turns out it was Reese's Candy, which is an associate sponsor of the number 94 McDonald's Winter Cup car driven by Bill Elliott, and they were making an appearance. Let me let it drop. Okay, so anyway, I went over there and, you know, wound up hanging out for, I guess, about 45 minutes, and which time, first thing I did, I ran in, called Net Control, and unfortunately, like he said, he wasn't at home, so I left a message on his machine, and then I went back, and by that time, they had the car out, and sure enough, it was a 94 Ford Taurus, one of the show cars, which are usually a car that's usually too badly damaged to ever race again. Usually the structural integrity of the frame might be less than what they need. And what they do, they'll put a skin on it and you know, make it look like a regular racing car, but it's just for show. But still the same, you know, it was really a thrill to see it. And I was there from 4 to 7 this afternoon. But the good news is they're going to be also out in Suffolk County tomorrow, and I got the details, and I'll give them out now. Let me let it drop. Okay, I was speaking to the two gentlemen that were with the car, and one guy told me that tomorrow they will be at Walmart over in Centeridge and Walmart out in Middle Island. Now, he knew the times, but he didn't know which times they were going to be at which store. He did say they would be at one store from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the other store from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And so I did a little investigating on my own. I called the Centeridge store. They had no idea that this car was even coming. And then I went ahead and called the Middle Island store, which knew all about it. And the Middle Island store said that the car would be there at their store from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I figured then that it must mean that the car will be at the Centeridge store from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Let me let it drop. Okay, KV2UBB. So anyway, the car will be there tomorrow. And it'll be at the Centeridge store, which is on Middle Country Road in Centeridge, and the best way to get there, if you come in from the LIE, is go on the LIE to exit 62 Nichols Road, and take that north to Middle Country Road, and you're going to make a left and go west about roughly a mile on the right-hand side is Walmart over there. And then the Walmart out in Middle Island, you go to LIE 64, Route 112. You take that north about roughly about 2.5 miles, and you'll hit Route 25, again, Middle Country Road. Make a right, go east about 2 more miles, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the Walmart in Middle Island. And, you know, like I said, it'll be in Centeridge from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then it'll be in Middle Island from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. They were also having raffles for t-shirts and hats and stuff, so you know, you might want to go and see what it's all about. Okay, Ed, let me give it back to you and Annette, KC2AYC, this is KB2UBB.
KC2UBB, KC2AYC, very good. Good report there. Heads up to those NASCAR fans. Thank you, Charlie. And I'd like to say hello to Floyd, to CanCat101. Guys, the imaginative names, I always forget their real names. But, all right, let me pick up a couple of pieces of sand now here, and then we'll see if we have any more check-ins briefly. Ran across something on my desk. I hope I addressed it back in April, but I have a feeling that this was something that may have been stuck on my desk. Anyhow, opened up a big envelope from Margaret of Brentwood. Hello, Margaret. Hope you're listening this evening. And around the time of our first anniversary, Margaret sent us a very nice wall certificate commemorating the Lima one-year anniversary of taking over the net from the previous format. So we want to thank Margaret for that, just in case I didn't. And also, Margaret sent us some information. All right, she mentions that on frequency of 155.205, she heard a Suffolk County bus road supervisor speaking to the Brentwood School District, telling them that they had a bus that had broken down and the high school kids would be late. And that was on April 23rd at 7:05 a.m. If anybody out there in the Brentwood District, you want to monitor the high school school bus, check out 155.205. Just want to thank Margaret, a little belated, for that info. All right. Next on the list, our next meeting is August 20th, it's a Thursday, 7:30 at Hooters in Islandia. Hooters is located at exit 58 on the North Service Road of the Long Island Expressway. Just thought I'd pass that along. And if you have any info you'd like to submit to the net, you can send it over to Charlie at LIMA73@AOL.com. If you're not online, you can mail it to me, Ed E.D., P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, C-E-D-A-R-H-U-R-S-T, New York, 11516. At this time, I'll stand by for any additional check-in.
WJL, Mobile checking in, just listening.
BA2BAJ checking in, just listening. Bicycle Mobile, West Islip.
The net would like to recognize Richie, N2WJL, and that Bicycle Mobile. I didn't get the call. One more time.
WA2, Bad Apple Juice, Baker Alpha Juliet. WA2, Bad Apple Juice, Joe, in West Islip.
Hey, WA2BAJ, Joe, thanks for joining us. N2WJL, Richie, I need to, don't want to do this on the net, but I need to speak to you. Can I email you? I forget what server you're at, if I correct. I believe your email address was your call sign, but I forgot the server.
Just email callsigns at juno.com. If you have attachments, you must use AOL. My call letters at AOL.com. And if you're sending me something at AOL, please notify me via Juno, because I don't check into my AOL account that frequently.
Hey, now it's just a question, so I'll send it over to Juno. About the hamster. So we will send you an email. Be careful there on the road, and the guy on a bike, don't take your eyes off the road. I did that and broke my leg once. But that was in junior high school. Anyhow, let's see if we have any additional check-ins. KC2AYC here in the net. Just read out some information, and if we don't get any more check-ins, we'll just wrap it up. I was anticipating N2VRA being in with us. Got a telephone message from him today, but unfortunately I didn't get to call him back. I know he had some information on the Pro 64. And Charlie is also now an owner of a Pro 64. So we've got Paul from Mastic now in the online room. A couple of quick pieces of info here. Here's my own monitoring. I monitor Marine Channel 16 as part of my primary rotation there. And last week I heard CETO, somebody evidently was stuck, and they were calling CETO on channel 16. CETO responded and asked them to switch to channel 79. So evidently CETO is using channel 79. But I'd pass that along. Piece of information comes from our good friends at Holland's Radio Data, and this is interesting. Part of this is Holland's Radio Data. The letter isn't signed by Gene Hughes, but for those of you that may not recognize Holland's Radio Data's name or can't place who they are, those are the people that actually produce police call, and Radio Shack is the people that market it. So that's the deal there. Just checking to see, I thought I had some pieces of email I saved. Let's pick up with this letter dated July 10th. To all Police Call Plus contributors, once again, thanks to everyone who helped make Police Call Plus more useful by contributing information, regardless of how much or how little. Now it's time to work on 1999. Wow, how time flies. D2AYC in the next. All right. Guidelines for contributing information for 1999. Trunk tracker owners. Fleet codes for Motorola trunk systems, 10 or more channel systems, systems that have gone online, who's using them and how, what agencies are sharing the system. Trunk systems have holes, channels that are not used the same way as most. Some are limited to paging or telephone patches. Some are used as tactical channels. Some may not be in use at all. Which channels are fail-safe, used as regular repeaters when the computer fails? Fellas out in Suffolk, your Suffolk County trunk system failed last week and the fail-safe failed, but I've got a piece of email on that I'll read a little later. Anything you can tell us would be helpful. What old information should we be deleting now that the trunk system is online? You've got special information that they call plug-in information, such as frequency notations, channel notations, etc. For U.S. government stations, they're looking for national parks, national forests, military posts. What military bases have closed? We can't get this from official sources, so we'll depend on you. Remember, we do not print information on classified types of systems, such as the FBI, etc. Beyond police call, which is the commercial section, they're looking for any information on malls, hotels, and schools. All categories you see in this section, we really need your help. Also, with the tow trucks. Okay, they're looking for 10 codes and radio signals for state agencies and larger cities of 100,000 or plus in population, and counties in 250,000 plus in population. They'd also be interested in maps for state agencies showing counties and districts, large cities, showing police precincts and or patrol sectors or fire station locations. Maps must be in black and white, suitable for reproduction. Please, no handmade drawings. Any local agencies will send you these on request. If you have a map and list of numbers, we can insert the numbers on the map. Are the maps you currently see in the magazine correct? Any typographical errors and frequencies of spelling. We're just human. Let us know. Brady. Special instructions. Do not send material taken from other publications. You can send us your own information even if you send it to other publications. Our deadline is September 8th. 98. So please send what you have now. You can always send more later. When everything comes in at the last moment, some material won't get printed. If you want to reply, please include a self-addressed envelope. We'll supply the stamp. Your opinions. We'd like to hear your opinions about Police Call Plus, good, bad, or otherwise. How can we do a better job? Those that are listed as a major contributor will have their name listed in the book. A major contributor is anybody who submits at least 25 good useful items, or a map we use, a tank, a radio code system we use, fleet codes for a 10-channel or more Motorola trunk system, or a useful item that we include in the listener's guidebook. Listing of your name is not perpetual. You don't have to send in as much every year as you do to get on the list, but if we don't hear from you within 2 or 3 years, we'll assume you're no longer interested. Names are only used with written permission. If your name does not appear in the 98 edition and you meet the above criteria, include a note stating you have permission to use my name to be sure you qualify. So where do you send all this info to? Send it to Hollins Radio Data, PO Box 35002, PO Box 35002, Los Angeles, California, 90035. An interesting item here. Those of you that will remember last year, I was able to interview Gene Hughes for the newsletter. I believe one of the questions I may have approached him with is if they were going to be producing a CD-ROM. And at the time, they would like to have done it, but Radio Shack really wasn't cooperating. So there's a little note here. A CD-ROM is still on hold. They're after giving us a tentative commitment. Radio Shack has changed their mind. If you have any comments, send them to Radio Shack. Get your pens out again. Radio Shack. Leon Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Purchasing Manager. 500-1 Tandy Center, that's all the same line, 1500-1 Tandy, T-A-N-D-Y, Center, Fort Worth, Texas, 76102. Anyway, if you want to send them information, from the computer, you can send the material on a 3.5 or 5.5 inch disc and either ask you to or Word Perfect DOS or Windows format. Or you can email scangene, S-C-A-N-G-N-E, at AOL.com. posted there because right now Rich Barnett is taking over editing responsibilities, but I believe Gene is still the publisher. Alrighty, as I alluded to, there was a problem in Suffolk County last week. This info comes from our friend Dan, KC2. I'll have to look in last week's roster. I think it's GHF, but our friend Dan out in Suffolk County. KC2DHF, that's correct. Okay. Insider at Suffolk PD Communications related the following. The headquarters building suffered a power surge last Thursday. It knocked out the power, downing the 911 and radio system. The backup generators failed, and a small backup generator for only the communication center did kick in, but later caught fire, and the Brookhaven Fire Department had to respond to power up the communication center. It took some time to wire up the fire department generator, and now they've set it up with a disconnect plug. They reverted to the old portables, 155 megahertz, and the old card system, and accepted only real emergency calls. The commissioner in his white shirt was PO'd, and an upgraded backup is in the works. And Dan said he would be unable to attend tonight's event, so we got that coming in now. All right, let's stand by at this time for any additional check-ins. If there are any, give me 15 seconds to pick up my pen.
N2 VRA, good evening, Ed, to the net. I have some traffic, give me about a half hour, come back to me. I'll be away from the radio for a couple of minutes, but I'm back.
WWM on one frequency.
Okay, N2 VRA recognized. I don't think we'll be here in a half hour because there's no one else with info except for N2WWM, who just has his one frequency. So we will send it over to Curtis at this time. Then we'll see. I don't know how much long I could milk it. I do have info to give, but my voice is starting to go. So let me turn it over to Curtis, and I'll get back in the online room and see what those guys are up to. Curtis, this is KC2AYC.
Good. 2WWM. Yeah, I was just listening to a little while ago on 462.650, a weather net. I don't know if they do that every night or if they do it only on Tuesday night, but approximately 8 o'clock, 8.05, they were running a weather net. Basically, Jersey, and they were talking about the hurricanes and some other things. There is a potential hazard for Wednesday night and Thursday night in the New Jersey coastline and the metropolitan area. So keep your ears on the buzz on the weather. It looked like a storm cluster going on over here, but looks like it might probably just pass us by and go out to sea. I saw it tonight. So keep your eyes on that frequency. You may hear some exciting things. 462.650. And they normally run the net on 8 o'clock. I don't know if they do it every night, but I know they do it Tuesday night. Back to net, WWM.
BZB, late check-in. KC2, BZB, recognized. Okay, Curtis, thanks for the info. I was just writing down the frequencies. Okay, Joe, are you going to have any traffic?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. I've got you down on a list. At this time, let me turn it over to Charlie. He's got some questions or some info to pass from the room here. And looks like these guys are having a good time talking about News 12 and other things. But let's send it over to KB2UVV.
AC2AYC, and that's KB2UVV. We have a good conversation going in here. With we got Jason from Brooklyn checked in, and he has some inside info that he's been sharing with us. So, you know, we thank him for that, and you know, we say good evening to him. And also we have Paul from Mastic checked in, and good evening. And I got a surprise IM from somebody by the name of Scanbear. And it turned out this is our good friend Brian, N2BBF, from The View. And good evening to you, Brian. You did a good job on that TV show. I got to see the tape, thanks to Frank, N2BRA, who was kind enough to tape it for me. I do have a couple of questions from a couple of the guys. And I kind of pasted them onto something here, Eddie. Lou from Franklin Square wants to know about the ICOM IC PCR-1000 PC control scanner, and he wants to know if anybody has any hands-on info concerning that, and I told him I would throw that out to the net, so let's check that one out first, Eddie, and then I have, also, I'll give you this one too, while we're at it. Brian, N2BBF, he's on the landline now, so he wasn't able to check in. And he wants to know if anybody has any frequencies for out in the Hamptons because of the visit by the president this weekend. The Clintons are supposed to be heading to the Hamptons, I think Friday. So he's wondering about any possible frequencies for the East End that might come into play. So they pass those questions over to you, and we'll see what else the room's got going. KB2AYC, this is KB2UVV.
KB2UVV, KC2AYC. Okay. Yeah, Keith had sent me an email several days ago giving me the heads up on that. I prepared a little information for this evening. So let's start with, yes, his slickness is going to be out in the Hamptons with his rich Democratic friends and Steven Spielberg and all those, that crew. So anybody living out there, Paul and Mastic, you know, you're not that far out, but anybody out there, if you have a daughter, lock her up. Keep her locked up. All right. Let's see here. Let me get this information together. This comes out of the July issue of Monitoring Times. John Fulford, WA4VTY, in his Federal File column, July 98, Monitoring Times. In an article, and okay, here Al Gore, interchangeable there, he traveled to Fort Worth, and even though his slickness isn't going to be out there until the weekend out on the East End, for certain the Secret Service advanced team are probably out there now preparing, being it is a planned trip. On planned trip, you'll have the advanced teams out there a week ahead of time. No doubt
Bell Atlantic is scrambling, installing phone lines and all special accommodations. It's quite a stew. We had Ronald Reagan just come over here and have lunch at some guy's house. And a week ahead of time, the phone company was here. We did a lot. So one of the frequencies you might try, up until several hours before he comes in, things should be in the clear. Once he's in, things most likely will go encrypted, but you never know. Here's an oddball frequency to keep your bits on. 165375. 165375. And that's out of this article in the Monitoring Times July 98 issue. Okay. As far as the PC, I have more on this, but I have to reach for it. As far as the PCR 1000 goes, I've heard good things about it. Walter from Valley Stream gave us a heads up. I believe, not this last issue, it might have been, but I'm pretty sure it was the issue before, of QST. There was a product review. And certainly, QST product reviews are, fairly accurate. So you might want to look through for that. I'll stand by and see if anybody else would like to address either of these issues while I research some more frequencies. KC2AYC. Okay, hearing nothing. As was mentioned the last several weeks, I picked up a Pro 64, as did Frank and TVRA and Charlie, and I believe Curtis may have picked one up. And over the weekend, I just happened to be working on what I'm going to do with this radio, being it's computer interfaceable. I'm using it more as what you would call an event scanner. Ahead of time, I'm making up different files that I can store on my computer or on a disk or even email them to people for different types of events or different situations. I have one file so far with what I call my local public safety, which is still growing. Then I'm going to do another file, maybe with just all aircraft communication frequencies, and several types of disaster things. And instead of only dedicating a bank or two, at this point you're really only limited to the 400 channels, where when you're trying to fit everything in a scanner, you're usually only limited. But with this, you can keep the stuff stored in your computer that you're not going to listen to on a daily basis. But then at a moment's notice, you can upload it to the radio. What I happened to work on over the weekend was my federal frequency list. The software I'm using is the Radio Manager by Ben Saladino, which is shareware. You can download it off his website, and if you like it, you can do the right thing and register by sending him a $40 check. Radio Manager runs on Windows. Pretty easy program to use, and it supports a lot of radios, including the ICOM R10, a whole slew of radios. What happens when you register, you get the latest version. The version you download off the internet is, say, from January. I think updated this version several months ago. Included on the updated disk is a secondary program called Frequency Manager. And that's a simple database, and you can import from other sources information. but it just allows you to store frequencies and organize them. There are different classes. So for instance, this one that I worked on over the weekend, the name of the class was Federal. Then under that, there would be a there's a field called Service, and that's the actual agency. So like ATF, Customs, and there's frequency. Gives you a spot to put the mode of transmission, whether it's FM, AM, narrow FM, wide FM. There's a spot to put a call sign, and then some additional notes. The nice thing about Frequency Manager is, now I took these frequencies somewhere from my own list that I had confirmed, but being I wasn't limited to only a bank or two, I'm filling up the whole radio. I wanted every possible frequency that I might be able to hear something on. So I took stuff from a couple of articles I had gotten out of Monitoring Time, quite a few emails I'd gotten over the internet. And what you do, when you enter the frequency once, if you go to enter a duplicate, you know, like say you're copying off the second list, and that was a big problem I had here, organizing things. And then realizing some radios, like the Direct Hit 9000 are nice. They tell you you've already entered that frequency in channel so-and-so. But like my Radio Shack radios don't have that feature. So what this does, if you're going into the same frequency like 15 minutes later off a different list, it tells you you've already got that frequency in the database, and it gives you the pertinent information. And then you can sort them in various different orders, and then you can import it or export it from this program over into Radio Manager, and then upload it right into your radio. So right now, as it stands, I have 196 frequencies, the bulk of which are customs, DEA, FBI. I don't expect, I'll be happy with 30% of these being active. But, unfortunately, my printout, those of you that want to look up in some publications, but I believe Paul was listing some frequencies when I last looked for Charlie. Do you have any frequencies to pass along for out east?
KC2AYC, that is KB2UVV. Yes, Eddie. Yeah, Paul passed out two frequencies. The first one is 164.885. 164.885, which he said is the presidential limo. And then the second one was 415.675. 415.675, which is Air Force One. And we thank Paul for those frequencies. I have some other info here. There's some other stuff going on here. Guys are talking about the hurricane frequencies and listings on the internet, if you'd like me to pass them along. Back to you, Ed.
Hey, just stand by there a moment. Stand by. Again, those of you that protest sensitive information, they've been published dozens of times in magazines and books. And believe you me, the people in Washington know. So they'll go encrypted when they don't want you or I listening in. Alright, as I said, Baker 166.787.5, Charlie 166.375, Tango, put an asterisk next to Tango, 164.650, Alpha 166.5125, November 167.025, and Delta 169.925. I wonder where Echo and Foxtrot went. Because I believe there's a second frequency to the one Paul. UHF one, there's an uplink and a downlink and there's telephone interconnect. And don't know what I did with Echo and Foxtrot. Darn it. I'll have to research that. Alright. Wait, KB2UVV, why don't you go ahead with the additional info?
Okay, yeah, Eddie, if you would, I had to step away a minute. I wasn't able to copy down those frequencies. Maybe you could email them to me later?
Very good, no problem.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, as I was kind of monitoring what was going on, a lot of different stuff in here. Excuse me. Here we got Paul from Fort Jeff. He said, weather buff, check out www.nws.bnl. And then we got Bob from the Bronx is on tonight with us. Good evening to him. He says another great one is www.weatherundergrounds.com or www.weatherunderground.com. And then Paul continues, there is also freeware at download.com. I'll repeat, download, download.com, that has hurricane tracker software. And then Paul says, Bob says, don't forget National Hurricane Center at www.nhc.noaa.gov/. So you might want to check out that stuff concerning the weather and hurricanes, being we are coming into hurricane season. Okay, Eddie, back to you.
Hey, this info comes out of the thank you, Charlie. This info comes out of an old issue of the National Scanning Report. And evidently, Slickness made a visit to Hyde Park several years ago. It must have been him. I think this was left over from the Bush administration. The paper would be yellow. Anyhow, so check out a couple things to check out here. Okay, I mentioned Charlie, I think I mentioned Oscar. Sierra. Whiskey. Couple frequencies you might want to check, I'm just reviewing this. New York State Police. Those police protection out on East End, 155.505 is the base. 155.505. The mobile, I don't know what the paired frequency is. I'd have to look that up. Also, of course, the Southampton Police. I don't know if Suffolk County will be busy. But here's something interesting. New York State Police Command Post. Again, this is on a visit up to Hyde Park. 868.9375. 868.9375. 75. I don't know if it's part of the Metro 21 system or if it's an oddball 800 frequency they're using. And that should do it on this issue. If I come up with anything else, I'll pass it along. Let me stand by for any additional check-in.
HAB, play check-in.
Okay, we lost the, you cut off the beginning of your call. Wait, checking. One more time, please. P2UVV, KC2AYC. How copy?
Copy flight, Ed. Yeah, I got, whenever you're ready, I got a couple more frequencies for Paul.
And, in fact, I got three more now that he passed along. Back to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, KC2AYC, internet, it's KC2UVV. Good friend Paul from Mastic has three more frequencies that he's passed along in the plus one. Has another listing of 322.75, 322.75, and 305.55, 305.55, and the third one is 336.8, 336.8. And he also has 361.6, 361.6. And we just had C. Dezio, Chris, a good friend from North Babylon. We haven't heard from in ages. He said hello. And Deer Park, I'm sorry, Chris. There you go. I stand corrected. Anyway, Chris is an old... a stalwart member of the net, and it's good to hear from him. And Chris also says 361.9, 361.9, and we thank you both for that additional information. Back to you, Eddie.
P2UVV, KC2AYC, thanks for the additional info. If you could do me a favor and gather those up in an email and shoot them off to me, I'd appreciate it. Alrighty. Yeah, before I mentioned Echo and Foxtrot, Echo is 407.85, and that's the uplink. That's from the ground up. And doubtful you'll hear that side of the conversation. Foxtrot is 415.7, and that's the downlink. Also, you might want to check out 166.4. His frequencies from the Lyndon B. Johnson. This is LBJ. We'll skip that. That's bizarre. Alright, in 164.65. Let's leave it at that. See how you guys do. Hopefully, you guys will report back to us next week. And all of this info is freely traded over the internet and published in dozens of magazines, nothing here. But, go haywire, won't it? Alright. Curtis, last week told us about an item that he saw over at Radio Shack, a new version of the Beijing Free Play Radio, which is a wind-up radio that does not require electricity. The Radio Shack version also has a solar panel. It's being sold, I believe, for $79 at Radio Shack. It's only an AM/FM version. It's not the shortwave version. I happen to get a catalog here with a lot of overpriced toys. And I just ripped out this page and threw the rest of the catalog away. But it's called Beverly Hills Motoring Accessories or something like that. Anyhow, they're selling what they call the Beverly Hills Motoring Crank Light. Yet when I look on the wind-up handle, there's the Beijing Free Play logo. So, let there be light, and there is, without batteries. This self-powered lantern works every time you crank it without fail. Rotate the winding handle. It's as simple as stirring a manual egg beater. The lantern's internal generator captures and stores your energy to generate light on demand. When it comes to emergencies, its revolutionary flashlight really shines, eliminating the need for disposable batteries, saving you time and money. The lantern includes an internal rechargeable battery, charged by an AC or DC 12-volt adapter or your cranking power. When fully charged, shine time lasts up to 2 hours. It includes spare xenon bulb and there's a 5-year warranty. For those of you who are survivalists or you fear imminent loss of power in the event of a hurricane, you might want to arm yourself with a Bajan free play radio and a light, and you'll be all set. Just store some food somewhere. These dudes are selling it for $69.95. It's item number F is in Frank, T is in Paul, S is in Sam, L is in Lima. The phone number for these dudes are 800-4-BHMA, and that's the letter F. O-R, B is in Baker, H is in Hotel, M is in Mike, A is in Alpha. Foxtrot, Oscar, Robert, Baker, Hotel, Mike, Alpha. And again, that's 1-800. This catalog came 2 days ago, and it says, remember Dad on Father's Day, June 21st. It's wild. All right, let's stand by for anyone with any additional info, or actually any additional check-ins, then we'll be moving to Joe, and after Joe, we've got Frank into the RA.
You, baby?
Hey, let me turn it over to Charlie, KC2AYC. No, that's me. KB2UBB.
Okay, very good, Eddie. Thank you. I don't know. I'm going to put this out anyway. I heard some kind of rumor. I hope it's not true. So that Curtis is going to make a trade up for 4 Bajan radios. He's going to trade his computer for them. Is that true, Eddie? Back to you.
I don't know. We'll have Blake Curtis comment on that.
Something to WWM, but I do have info additional.
Hey, Curtis, stand by. We'll get to you shortly. Let's move on to Joe. We'll give Joe a shot here with his queries before he leaves everybody else. Again, I want to remind everybody the next meeting is at Hooters in Islandia, August 20th at 7:30, and that's on the North Shore, front of the LIE at 8:58. KC2BZB, KC2AYC. KC2BZB, KC2AYC. Okay, we'll check back with Joe later. That's what happens when you have little kids. Things pop up. Let's turn it over to Curtis with his additional info. Hey, Joe's back in. Go ahead, Joe.
C2AYC, KC2BZB. I just turned the radio back on to hear your comment, and you were 100% correct. I just had a couple of questions. I'm sure a few people out there have the answers. I was looking for the police frequencies for some of the local PDs in Nassau County, specifically Malvern, Lynbrook, Rockville Center, and Garden City. That was my question. Back to that.
Can you, like, pick up a copy of Scanner Master? I believe Warren is working on some type of an update. Let's see. Okay, Lynbrook. Does anybody want to answer? I got the answers in front of me, but I don't want to hog the radio. If anyone else would like to go ahead, feel free.
NPWWM.
Hey, Curtis, stand by. Let me see if you doubled with somebody.
E2DEC.
Okay. KC2DEC. How are you, Charlie? Let's give Charlie a shot here to say a few words.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Good evening, Nolan and Ed. I don't have Limbrook or Malvern. I have two Rock Placenta police frequencies, if that'll be helpful.
Sure. In fact, I only have the main one, so I'm interested in hearing that, too. Go ahead.
Alrighty, their main working frequency is 154.770, and they're known as the switch-up frequency, which I guess is, you know, their tactical frequency. It's 155.475.
Okay, 154.770 is the main frequency. And the TL on that is 131.8. And this is interesting, switch up frequency. Now I'm going to have to reprogram my radio. I like to keep them next to each other. Joe, you might also be interested in knowing that Roswell Center Fire is 33.9. Thanks for checking in, Charlie. I'll add you to the list. Let's turn it over to Curtis and see if he wants to address some of those other issues.
If I could, if I'm correct, off the top of my head, I think Limbrook is 155.64. 155.64. And listen to this one. Tonight, a police car went past my house. And I'm well into East Rockaway, which is the fourth precinct. And I actually stopped the guy to ask him if he was helping out the fourth. It's kind of interesting to see a Limbrook PD or squad car come up this far south from Limbrook. But I am on the Limbrook border, so Scranton Avenue ain't too far up from me. That's where they hang out, and like to give out people traffic tickets that go through the stop signs. That's all they do, basically. You may hear a lot of more than technical traffic down on Peninsula Boulevard. They do truck stops throughout the day. Some nice things down on the retail stores where they have a post. I'm also looking for another particular frequency that Limbrook uses, but I can't find it, and I've been looking for this one for years, is the one for the Brownies, the ones that stand on the corner of Sunrise Highway and help assist the people across the streets. I guess that would be a Limbrook town government, maybe, or something to do with that. And I've been looking for that one for the longest time. Too bad, on Saturday morning there was no guard traffic person in Limbrook, and the guy that stands on that post, a car hit the pole on Sunrise Highway on Saturday morning. I tried to call it into BNN, but there was no answer, so they lost that one. And nobody called it in. They put the guy in a collar and they sent him off to the hospital. The car was pretty mangled around the traffic pole. Back to net, to WWM.
2XOJ, I can give you Garden City if you like.
Hey, N2XOJ, recognize N2WWM. Thanks for your info. Curtis, I think the traffic enforcement agents may be on the regular police frequency. I'm going to have to give that a listen. Let's turn it over to Alec, N2XOJ with Garden City.
Garden City PD, repeater out, 155.43 for the 186.2PL. Input to the repeater, 153.500. No PL, N2XOJ.
XOJ, KC2AYC, am I correct that Garden City Fire is 154.040?
And Village Works Street, etc., 154.085, all with a 186.2PL.
Additional. Okay, I believe there was another station in there. I didn't get your call.
KC2DEP again. Can I have that Garden City frequency again, please?
The public works, the fire, or the police?
Sorry, the police one. Both of them.
Repeater output was 155.430, and let me send it back to N2XOJ.
155.43, 186.2PL, and the input is 153.500, no PL.
Hey, thanks a lot, KC2DEP back to net.
XOJ back to net.
C2AYC, thank you, gentlemen. All right, let's see here. So we got those for you, Joe. How about Malvern 155.130? The PL is 131.8, and if you have a PL-capable radio, you're going to want to enter that because there's somebody on Jersey. In Jersey using that. It's 155.130 with a 131.8 PL. Long Beach 154.74. Lynbrook recovered, Rockville Center recovered. Oh, and here was the catch of the day. I heard a foot pursuit. Hempstead, again, remember I keep telling you guys about MS-13, Salvadorian street gang that's active all over the island. One of their dudes got arrested for murder last week. But you'll hear interesting things on Hempstead TV. 154.710, and that's the village of Hempstead, 154.710. PL is 146.2. A couple more. Are you interested in Freeport and Floral Park? Roger, Ed. A Freeport PD, 154.815. 154.815. And this is interesting. Sometimes it gets annoying and I have to lock it out. They have the ability to go scrambled. I don't think it's digital. I don't know what it is. But every now and then you're going to hear weird things on that frequency and it's scrambled. Floral Park, 155.775. That's PD, 155.775. Freeport Fire, 155.100. Finally, two more Hempstead frequencies. The Hempstead, the town of Hempstead, Bay Constable, 151.400. And the Hempstead Department of Public Safety. Public safety provides basically security guard protection. Don't tell them I said that. Security guard protection for town hall as well as town parks. because they do not carry armament. 155.010, 155.010.
Also police the Greenfield Cemetery to WWM.
Oh, looks like I'll be hitting that Rockville Center frequency to my lineup. I'm all jammed up. Now I need another bank. What happened? So one thing we should all get into a discussion about, maybe we can do a homework assignment on monitoring strategies and programming. Always a good idea to leave a couple of blank channels at the end of a bank. So if you ever have something you want to add to that bank, you can. I'm kind of fanatical about how I organize my primary scanners. Alright. At this time, let's turn it back to Joe and see if he had any additional questions. KC2BZB, KC2AYC.
KC2AYC, KC2BZB. No, Ed, that about covers it. I think I had some of these, but my, I do actually have a copy of ScanaMaster, but it's almost 10 years old, so I was hearing things on some of the channels and not on the others, so we all know how quickly this changes. Regarding your other subject, as far as organizing a scanner, what I've started to do, let me let it drop. C2BZB. You have a couple of extra scanners. If you have the luxury, it's nice to actually take one scanner and make it just there, for example, if you have an older scanner or whatever. I have a 100 channel scanner that I'm actually going to put all these police frequencies in. So I'll have, you know, Bank 6 will be Hempstead, Bank 7 will be Freeport. So it's an idea. Back to net control.
Information from Keith N2NJS the other day. A couple interesting frequencies for Nassau County Police. You know, looking back in my original notes, we got word that there's going to be a new Channel 13 for the Air and Marine Bureau, which I've been monitoring now for about 6 months. And I think I may have been monitoring the wrong frequency. I had down 477.1875, or that's at least what was programmed in the radio. Keith sent me the frequency of 477.2875 that he heard Marine units on there. When I looked back at my original notes, that's the frequency I had written down. So evidently, when I programmed the scanner and then wrote my programming notes, I messed up there. You might want to keep an ear on 477.2875, as well as 478.5125, 478.5125, he heard radio technicians on there. Another frequency that someone had sent along was hearing information about the Goodwill game. Pac-4. When I looked up Channel 4 in ScanaMaster, the frequency I had for that was, I believe, 477.2375. I'm not positive on that. But what happens, the only thing I'm hearing on that is some kind of spillover from 477.2125. So if anybody has an updated frequency for Channel 4, NASA, I'd appreciate it.
KC2DEP.
Turn it over to Charlie.
KC2DEP. Alrighty, with the Air Marine, one of their
frequencies on VHF was 153.740, but they're slowly getting rid of that frequency and are going into a new one. And I believe with the Goodwill gains, I don't think it's 400 megahertz. I think they're 800 megahertz because a friend of mine, he worked them, you know, with the fire department, and they gave him, you know, like a nice little GE radio, and he believes it was an 800 megahertz trunk radio, KC2 DEP back to net.
Okay, KC2 DEP. Yeah, I'd imagine the bulk of the communications is on the trunk system to the GE system. This I had gotten, somebody had sent me on the internet, but they just said TAC-4, and I don't know what TAC-4 is, because my old frequency that I had in channel 4 was 477-2375, and I thought that was traded with Jersey. About a year or two ago, they traded some frequencies to Jersey. So, as time goes by, we'll see there. I got some interesting info Saturday at around 11 o'clock in the morning. I was monitoring NYPD 470.8625, which I don't even know what that's used for anymore. It was traffic, I don't know, and highway SOD moved there, now highway SOD moved back to the old frequency. Anyway, on 478.625, I hear Nassau Highway Car, 22 something or other, calling Central. Central responds, and the Highway Patrol car says, "I'm having trouble reaching Highway Base on Channel 8. You contact Nassau Highway Patrol and notify them that I can't reach them on Channel 8. So Central, you know, advises the Nassau car that she'll contact headquarters for them. About 10 minutes later, I hear headquarters calling New York City for a radio check. And a voice comes on the radio and this is Central, okay, who's calling?" And then it turned out it was Nassau headquarters contacting Central for a radio check. So, interesting. And that was on 478-625. Let's see if Frank is with us. N2VRA, KC2AYC.
KC2AYC, N2VRA. Who said you wouldn't go past 9 o'clock? Wow. You know, I got some advice for Curtis. He wants to find out that frequency for those crossing guards or whatever it is. Go over there at White Castle and hang out in the parking lot. Get a couple of those burgers over there with the frequency counter at the main crossing over there. I wonder if they're located over there in that intersection. Should be able to pick them up. Just an idea. Okay. I got some interesting stuff here from that junkyard fire that was out here in Medford last week. Let me drop. Ed mentioned that the trunk system was down at night. Yeah, I thought something happened over here. I thought my neighbor cut my coax or something. It was out. VHF was up. And it wasn't working. Tried both radios. Anyway, Chopper 5 was active flying around Overstein. Chopper 5 was heard on 450.1875. 450.1875 for Chopper 5. Also, News Chopper 4 was heard on 450.4125. 450.4125. the news shop before. I heard a Channel 4 audio feed, which was the simulcast on the 11 o'clock news, and that was heard on 450.3875. 450.3875 for the audio feed. Drop. So basically with this fire, the Medford Firehouse was the staging location. There were several frequencies active. 4646, of course, which is the tone frequency, the alert. 4644, 4634, 4642, 4640. On the trunking system, fire EMS, which the trunking system came back on later, was working so-so, but the fleet code 1360, 1360, fire EMS just up the county was quite active. 453.2. Some of these different fire departments, I don't know who exactly what they were, but these are the most active frequencies. 453.2, again, 460.550, 460.550, which I believe is patch-off ambulance. Well, there was a repeater that I was picking up, I'm not sure who it was, never heard anything on this before, but it was on 462.6. 462.6. Down Beach Fire Department with a mutual aid, they were heard on 458.1250. 458.1250. 463.1750 was very active. 463.1750. 471.5375. 471.5375. There were aircraft flying around, private planes, up in the air, checking this thing out, late in the day, actually in the evening. I wasn't even aware of this until later at night, that this had been, going on since 4 p.m. But the plane frequency, plane to plane, which you can hear with a rubber duck, you don't need anything outside for this, 123.45, 123.45 was very active. 453.550 was another good one. 453.550. Brookhaven Hospital Ambulance was quite active on standby. 453.9, 453.9, drop. Okay, one of the funniest things on Saturday I heard, of all places, on the tone out, 46.46, Firecom. I'm not going to mention the fire department that said this, but they actually put this out over the air. They were requesting the barbecue chicken detail to report to headquarters. There was a barbecue with some kind of benefit event. They couldn't get enough people to work the grill, so they put it out over the air for a request for manpower, so to speak. And that was kind of interesting. Radio Shack has a new scanner. In the store, I've seen it, looked at it. Is it useful to me? No. But it's called the Pro 74. Pro 74. And it's a NASCAR scanner. It goes for $199, but of course in 6 months it'll be $99, so don't rush out. It has pre-programmed racing car frequencies. You put the number of the car, your favorite racing car there, whatever they are, Dale Earnhardt, I don't know what, Charlie's going to have to help me on some numbers there. I think Richard Petty is 43, I don't know. So you put in racing mode and you press 43 and there comes the guy's crew and his car, it's supposed to be pre-programmed in there. So for those who live near a track, this might be an interesting radio as opposed to renting one. Or the frequencies are published everywhere, you could even set up a scanner and just use your own radio and forget about this thing. $200 will do for this. I think it's a 100-channel radio. Drop.
WWM.
WWM. I want to turn it over to you for a second. I have a little bit more, but I guess you have a comment that's related to that.
that scan's gonna go over big. Well, the Pocono 500 was this weekend, and they were saying that they rent cannons at the event. I guess the most racing event. A few years back, Scanamaster came out with a pocket-sized frequency guide, basically with a bunch of frequencies with different fellas that had different channels. And if you could get your hands on one of those, frequencies don't really change too much. But what I think you can do is get an updated list on some of these NASCAR pages on the internet, somebody was telling me. And you could get the printout and program your scanner up before you go to an event. Let me give it back to you, Frank. 2VRA in the group and 2WWL.
Okay, Mr. Curtis, very good. Good info. Also, Bob Grove has a fourth edition, which is a bit of an older one. This is from 94. I don't know if he still has it or not, but again, on the internet and everything, there's all kinds of information. Sports and Entertainment Frequency Guide. And in there, you'll find all the race cards and kind of awesome stuff. And there's aeronautical air shows, auto racing, NASCAR. And list the different Winston Cup, Busch Grand National, etc., baseball frequencies, a whole gamut of things. Football, fast food driving, broilers, mice, dog racing, cycling, basketball, it's just all in here, all kinds of stuff. Maybe Beyond Police Call might be helpful to some degree. I don't know, I haven't looked in there in a while. All right, I just have some additional information, and I'll turn it back over here. Let me drop them. N2VRA. Yeah, the Pro 94, I have to say, for $99, an excellent buy. Absolutely an excellent buy for that price. The radio does have some shortcomings. I'm not going to give a product review. Some of you guys have them, and I'm going to let you play with the radios for a few weeks. And if you find any unusual things, I have found 11 things so far, which... if it wasn't for $99, it would be back in the box and over at the shack again. But I'm probably going to keep it because the benefits outweigh some of the other things. They're all minor nonsense things, but they are there. Why again is a $300 radio selling for $99? Good question. Something's up. But in fact, the radio does work rather well. It is a good radio. It's worth the $99. Best of all, I picked up the $20 case that they sell. The leather case for 97 cents, if you can believe that. The Oakdale RS has several cases left. And it has a Pro 64 for your local shack. And see if you can get the case. I think Ed paid $1.90-something for his. Anyway, it's 97 cents. I picked one up for UVV and myself the other day. You can't beat that price. It's just impossible. I want to make one comment about the Pro 94. Just one thing. And I'll just, for food for thought here, drop. Okay, as you know, well, or you don't know, well, for those who have the Pro 94, it contains 40 monitor memories. And these can be very useful if you decide...